Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection for Thursday, August 8th, 2013. Well, tonight's guest says, "When I paint, I engage in a dialogue with the canvas." We're going to find out what that means as we dialogue with visual artist Rachel Albano, who will soon be taking up the role as artist-in-residence at Lakeside Church in Guelph. Rachel's on the phone with us tonight from her home in Elora. But first, let's listen to Everything from the self-titled debut CD, WNM, by Wilson and McQueen.
Everything, the earth, the sea, my pocket change. Yet you offer out your love to those with nothing. Would you take this broken life? It's really all I have to give. I feel I owe the universe. I offer you my all. Offer you my all. I bring everything. I bring everything. Heart of straw into a heart of gold. It seems to me that's what you do. You make the worthless something new. You are the Lord of everything. All I have you've given me. I am enslaved to your goodness. I pledge my very breath. I pledge my very breath.
Conversation with Rachel Albano. Good evening, Rachel.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Now, let's start at the beginning. When did you start getting interested in painting?
Well, you know what? I had a really great high school art teacher, and I think just from then, she really encouraged us to, you know, go for what we were interested in. And when I was looking at my options for university, I kind of thought, you know what? I'm going to do what I'm passionate about, and obviously there was not a lot of guarantee to use an arts degree afterwards, especially a fine arts degree. But I thought, you know what, this feels right, and I'm going to go with what I'm interested in. Mm-hmm. So I did pursue an undergraduate degree at the University of Guelph, the Studio Arts Program, with an art history minor. And I was influenced there by some amazing professors. a lot of them were abstract in my upper years, who were kind of renowned artists in their own right in Canada, and I think it was just kind of contagious from that point.
Well, if high school, if I remember my high school art, it's usually a smattering of different artistic disciplines in that. What drew you to painting?
You know, I think it was the involvement that painting has from the artist. I found, you know what, you get your hands dirty, you have a lot of control over what it looks like, whereas photography, your starting point is kind of given to you. Now, there are a lot of things you can do to, you know, change and manipulate that, but I found with the painting, it's just a white open canvas, and, you know what, you have so much creativity in the process.
Yeah, I think I find that white open canvas is the same as the blank page. It's mm-hmm. staring you to say create, and you're going, what do I do?
Exactly.
Now, when we were talking before the show and talking about getting this together, you mentioned that there was a time that you actually stopped doing a lot of painting and that. What led to that?
Yeah, you know what? After I graduated, I guess when you're in university, it's just, you know, you're overwhelmed by having to create so much. And then when I graduated, it was just, you know, all of a sudden you're back to normal life and you get a job and kind of the creativity gets put on the back shelf. And it was actually a couple years, and my husband and I actually had a loss in the family, and I didn't know how to process, and I didn't know, you know, how to express myself. And I actually turned to painting, and it was something I could do that was, you know, it was had meaning for me, and it allowed me to just express my emotions. Mm-hmm. And ever since that, it was almost a pivotal moment where I just kind of grasped that and took it off the back shelf, and it's been kind of going ever since. So,
well, you talked about, you know, you got out of school and you got a job and things like that. What made the choice for you to go and get, you know, a job as opposed to create art and use that as your means of support?
Mm-hmm. I think it was just practicality. I got pregnant fairly soon after I was done school. And it was just like, okay, I need something to pay the bills. And so it was just really the practicality of having an income right away. Mm-hmm. Whereas if I, you know, I could have taken a different route where I kind of studied at maybe go to an art center or museum, kind of, you know, work your way up or something like that. But especially with the fine arts, I find it's hard to find a career right away in that, you know, department.
Well, and that's something that we've talked about on this program. I've talked with other people about, and that whole aspect of the economics of art mm-hmm. is such a challenge for people.
For sure.
Looking at that whole thing and looking at, you know, the fact that you did stop painting, the practicality of finding a job, things like that, I know there are other people out there that have done the same thing. They had an initial passion for an artistic discipline, mm-hmm. but they've let life get in the way. What kind of advice would you give to them in terms of trying to get back into their art?
Yeah, well, I think it definitely takes a risk, and it's not, you know, your average person doesn't do that, which is why I feel so many of us have this calling or this creativity that's kind of, you know, subdued. And I think for me, it was definitely like, I felt like I was putting my heart on my sleeve all the time, you know, and just taking a chance, and, you know, this could end up in failure or it could end up in success, but it's really, you got to take a chance and just go with what's inside of you, you know?
Well, it sounds like, too, that initially the art wasn't there for, you know, exhibit or, you know, the intent wasn't to do anything other than express your inner feelings. How have you moved from that to now wanting to do more? And you've had a couple of exhibits. You've gotten, you were at Art on the Street in Guelph recently. How did you move from creating the art just for you to help you through and process things to now saying, let's let other people see it?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think really it's been just in this past, you know, the past 6 months of this year, 2013. I just had an opportunity. My mother-in-law took the kids for a morning. So I had an opportunity to just, this is my time for me just to paint. And so I started creating more and more. And all of a sudden my house is full of all these paintings. And so I thought, you know what can I do with this? Let's apply some of the stuff that I learned in university. And so I, you know, I got connected with Renan Isaacs, who has a gallery in Guelph. And she came right away and and saw my stuff, which was such an honor. And so she, I have some of my stuff in her gallery now, so that kind of got me put out there. And then I, you know, I just have been connecting with opportunities for exhibitions. And as you said, I did my first outdoor exhibitions this year, which was an awesome experience, just, you know, talking to the public and seeing what their feedback was. And it's kind of, I got hooked on it, and I'm just, you know, I'm interested to kind of advance my professional career as much as I can.
Great. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, we'll talk with our guest, painter Rachel Albano. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
Creation is growing for the one who steps into its brokenness, who finds the lost and heals the least, and moves in justice.
You've been listening to Rescue from the Wilson and McQueen debut CD titled W&M. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Rachel Albano. Now, I played that clip, and we're playing Wilson and McQueen for a couple of reasons. One, there's a family connection in there.
Yes, yeah. My brother is Adrian Wilson. Yeah, we kind of grew up, and my parents very much influenced the creative process. So he's, yeah, as you said, just recently released his first album.
Yeah.
And the reason that it's kind of an interesting connection is one of my recent paintings I actually titled Rescue, because as I paint, I'm always listening to music. I just find it really helps my creative process, just being inspired by, you know, the lyrics and the music of the songs. And the one song that I just kept playing over and over was that song Rescue, and I just, you know, it just really spoke to me, and it breathed hope to me, so that's the connection there.
Well, walk us through your creative process. We talked earlier about the blank canvas,
mm-hmm.
And so how do you come up with, you know, where do your ideas come from, where do you sort of, you know, looking at that blank canvas saying, this is where I'm going to go?
Yeah, you know, it's, for me, it's very much a process-oriented work. So I just kind of layer upon layer, and until it comes to a point of resolution. For me, it's very much intuitive. I'm kind of lost in the process, kind of like a, you know, a Jackson Pollock sort of thing, where he always said that he never knew what his paintings were going to look like until he kind of stepped back and got acquainted with them. So you're kind of involved, so involved in it that, you know, it just kind of evolves. And for me, it's, you know, I'm evaluating and reacting to the painting as it kind of comes together.
Well, you say on your website, you define it, you say, when I paint, I engage in a dialogue with the canvas. How does that dialogue work?
Yeah, you know, as the layers kind of progress, it's a process of me kind of revealing. Often there's quite a physicality to just scraping back the layers. And I cover up parts that aren't working. So I find that it's an interesting, when it finally, you know, culminates in a finished product, it's an interesting combination of, you know, pieces from all the different layers.
Well, and your work is more of an abstract style. Like, what attracted you to that whole aspect of the abstract painting?
Mm-hmm. Good question. What I love about abstract is that it can be appreciated on kind of sensual terms. It's more of an emotional thing. You don't have to necessarily understand a narrative as, you know, you would in more realistic painting. But it just kind of, for me, it definitely, you know, it's your emotion that connects with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, looking at when you were at Art on the Street, and you had there were a number of people going by. I mean, I was there early in the morning when we first met, and as I was leaving, it was starting to really pack in. What were people's reactions to your work?
There was definitely varied reactions. There were some people that, you know, didn't really understand, and I was totally okay with, you know, I was actually quite interested in talking to those people and saying, you know, it's fine, you know, you don't have to have, you know, studied abstract art to appreciate it. And then there were others that, you know, loved it right away, and there was quite a variety. I was actually interested in that. There was quite a variety of different people that could appreciate it.
Well, there's that whole thing is I don't know much about art, but I know what I like, and you know, you either like it or you don't. When you're looking at that and you're getting that feedback from people, what does it help? What does it do for you in terms of the creative process?
You know what? Yeah, it does help. There's only so much I find. You know, my husband is my number one cheerleader at this point, so there's only so much feedback that he can give me.
Mm-hmm.
It is really, you know, it's, you're painting by yourself in your studio for so long. And then when you actually do get out into the public, it is very encouraging to have people, you know, say that they like it or are willing to purchase your works. I find that, you know, it gives you a bit of momentum.
Now, looking at the whole aspect of abstract, and that you're taking on the role of artist in residence at Lakeside Church.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things you're planning to do is a talk on the whole aspect of abstract. What are you going to be saying at something like that?
Yeah, you know what? It is, as you probably know, a lot of people, they look at an abstract work and they think, I don't get it, or my kid could paint that, you know? So I think what my plan is to kind of give a little bit of a history of where abstract art has come from over the years. You know, people, I feel, would appreciate it a little bit more, kind of seeing its history. And then even have some hands-on and say, here, why don't you, you know, give it a try, see what it's like painting, what kind of, you know, colors, shapes kind of evoke you.
In looking at that, and you said, you know, looking at where abstract art has come from, maybe that's something that a lot of our listeners haven't had a lot of, don't have a lot of knowledge on. Can you do a real quick, you know, Reader's Digest condensed version of what the history of abstract art
is? I think it was back in the 19th century, painters were painting very realistically. And then there was an introduction of the camera, which, you know, there you have your realistic image. You don't need to be creating that anymore. And so painters were kind of influenced to, you know, search out a different route. And then, you know, that turned into, there were three different things that turned into kind of romanticism, impressionism, which a lot of people know kind of, you know, they would go outside and kind of, you know, look at how the light hit things and what's the impression that the light is giving instead of painting the actual realistic scene in front of them. And then there were abstract expressionists, which I am influenced by the most, and they did a lot of kind of color field paintings, which I think mine are quite similar to. It's, you know, large blocks of color that, you know, it relays an emotion.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned Jackson Pollock earlier. Is he one of your influences?
I think his process, the way his process, like my paintings don't necessarily look like his because
no.
He does a lot more dripping, but his process worked is definitely similar to mine.
Now, who have you mentioned? You mentioned some of the abstract artists, the area you were influenced by. Who are some of the artists that have influenced you the most out of that era?
I would say definitely Mark Rothko. He is one of the color field painters, so it's, you know, large expanses of color. It kind of, you know, there's not a narrative there or anything. It's just an emotion that speaks to the viewer. So I think definitely his work is, you know, I often go online and look at some of those painters from that era.
Well, what I'm going to do is take one final break here, and when we finish, we'll come back and finish up our conversation with visual artist Rachel Albano. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to We Cannot Contain from the M&W CD by Wilson and McQueen. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with Rachel Albano. Mentioned earlier that you're taking on the role of artist in residence at Lakeside Church. How did that all come about? What made you decide to apply for that, and how did it come together?
Yeah, it was actually kind of unique. A friend of mine from high school, Nick Law, was the artist in residence for this past year. And so as they were kind of searching for applicants, he kind of put my name forward, and I ended up going through the application process and was fortunate enough that they chose me. It's something that I'm excited to kind of see what's going to come out of that.
And do you have any ideas of what you're hoping to accomplish, what you're hoping to see take place out of that?
Yeah, well, I know that they're going to provide me with a studio space, whether that's going to be at the Lakeside or there's a Hope House downtown Guelph. So I will be, you know, they're encouraging me to continue outputting my work and to kind of keep that open to the congregation so that they can, you know, become a bit more educated about abstract art. And then we're also going to do some sort of workshops that are for the public and also for the church community.
Great. And what are you looking forward to the most out of it?
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting just to kind of, you know, bridge the gap between the church community and the arts community. Often I find the people in the church maybe, you know, they don't have as much exposure to, you know, abstract art, for example. And so I'm looking forward to just kind of, you know, have that be open to them.
Great. And are anything coming up in the next little while in terms of exhibits and shows?
I'm showing at Renan Isaacs, as I mentioned before. Mm-hmm. And I also have at the Wellington County Museum, there's a piece of mine up in their Insights exhibition.
Great. And how can people find out more about you and your art?
Yeah, I have a website. So it's www.rachelalbano.com, Albano, A-L-B-A-N-O. And then you can also visit me on Facebook. It's Rachel Albano Art.
Rachel, thanks very much for your time tonight.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for listening to Arts Connection. Thank you to my guest, Rachel Albano. And be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries, that's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca, or follow us on Twitter at selaw13, S-E-L-A-W-13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Selav Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.